This is LeanMeanMarketing.com with Andrew Hippo. Lean, mean, marketing. This is LeanMeanMarketing.com with Andrew Hiddleston.
Andrew here for LeanMeanMarketing.com. Today, let's talk about free heat maps and where you can get yours, along with a tremendously valuable resource for doing any type of research. Let's get right to it. Okay, heat maps are absolutely critical to not only optimize your business and optimize your website, but also to help you understand your target audience and what drives them and what motivates them, what they like and what they dislike. Now, there's a ton of different paid heat map services. GetClicky, Visual Website Optimizer is one that I like, but there's also an excellent free option if you're just getting started or if you don't have enough traffic to warrant spending $50, $60, $70, $80 a month. Google Analytics offers a free basic heat map, and it's actually something that very few people seem to know about. Now, granted, it's not the same quality as you'll get from something like Visual Website Optimizer, but it's pretty darn good, and considering it's free, you can't argue with that. Now, the heat map within Google Analytics isn't right on the front page, so you will have to dig in a little bit to find it, but it's not that hard, and I'll provide you instructions. And it will provide you all the important data, like how many clicks your links get, what parts of your website are getting the most action and the most activity, and it still provides critical data back to you and displays it in a visual format, which is great to see. Now, when you're ready to upgrade because you either have more traffic or you need to do some more advanced testing, so multivariate or A/B testing, you can go with something like Visual Website Optimizer. That's actually what we use for most of our websites, and I honestly can't complain either about the price, the service, or just the actual data that you get back from it. Okay, the second thing I wanted to talk to you about was archive.org. It's a fantastic resource for doing any type of research or competitor analysis. It provides screenshots of every website, billions of websites, at different points in time. So you could look at the same website from 2 years ago, and it will have different snapshots from different days and different months of that website over time, and you can actually watch it changing. You could watch your competitor's site change and modify and update over time. One of the valuable things that I used to use this for is I used to buy a lot of aged domains and mature domains. And a lot of the time when I would buy these websites, I would just buy the domain, but they would be an established website. They would have lots of mature backlinks and lots of old backlinks to them. So what I would do is I would go on archive.org and I would find an image of what the website looked like most recently, reconstruct the pages, same page names, so we could still take benefit of all those backlinks that had been built by the previous owner and use them for our purposes. Okay, so let's quickly review. Spend a few minutes and dig into your Google Analytics account and find the free heat map, and actually review it and try to make use of some of the data that it's telling you. And if you don't have money to use a paid or a premium service right now, then become very familiar with this heat map because it provides incredible data about not only how your website's performing, but about your target audience and your target demographic. Number two was archive.org. Use it to do competitor research, to see what your competitors have done over the last year, and it just provides you that historical perspective when you're doing any type of research. Again, this is Andrew Hiddleston from LeanMeanMarketing.com. Dig into your Google Analytics account, find that free heat map, see what it tells you, see what value it can bring to you, and check out archive.org when you have a minute. I already gave you an example of what we used it for at one point, and it was tremendously valuable to us. See what use you can think of for it, make note of it, and use it. Again, this is Andrew Hiddleston. Thanks for watching, and I'll talk to you soon.